Our guest at the cafe this morning is the president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Been a while since we talked to you.
It has.
And glad we're connecting again. I saw something on your Facebook page I thought was interesting, and this is just about ready to start. It's something called Makerspace. Tell me
about
that.
That's right. We're having a meeting with Gabriel Medina. He's the starter of Makerspace Greenville, and he is going to give an overview of what Makerspace Greenville actually is. If you can imagine a building that's full of all kinds of tools, ones that most people might not own on their own, they pay a subscription fee or a fee just like a gym membership, and they're able to come and utilize ladder cutters and wood lathes and all kinds of equipment that you might not normally own in your own garage to make things.
Is this a for-profit business then?
He's a nonprofit organization, but you know, it may turn into that.
Really? So it is nonprofit, and just for the benefit of people who are builders, either I guess either professional or amateur in the community. Then
that's correct.
So where's he located?
They wanted to go into the old Austin School in North Greenville, but the organization that builds Habitat for Humanity has gone defunct, to my understanding, and they're going to be taking over that building. That's what they're going to be announcing.
I see. Well, interesting. And that's also interesting, the idea of somebody making use of the old Austin Elementary building. I'd love to see that.
Yes.
I went to school there.
You did?
And I'll tell you what, that's a well-built structure. It'll be there as long as anybody wants it to be there, but I know there's a lot of work that would have to be done. Reading about a new restaurant in the Uptown Forum?
Yes, Pizzo's Sicilian Cafe. That's a really, really great place. The owner there was a chef at Whole Foods in Austin for 9 years, and as well as also owned a food truck there for in Austin for many years. And she really knows how to cook. And she is Italian. Full-blown Italian.
Okay.
She cooks the Italian way, and went in there for a ribbon cutting recently and had the best sandwiches and toasted bread you can imagine.
And is that up on the upper level of the forum? Is it not?
No, it's on the first floor.
Okay.
And also, unusually, most restaurants in there close after lunch, but they're going to be open for lunch as well as dinner until 7 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. And she's going to be delivering to Landon's as well, as I understand.
Well, and that brings us to the next subject. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. I read that big changes in store at Landon's Winery.
Yes, business after hours is going to be Thursday, April 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. And Bob Landon has kind of changed his model in Greenville to reflect his other locations and other places, his winery in Wiley and his winery in McKinney, and he's opening up one in Austin. All do not have restaurants, and so he decided to go to that model where he'll have special events, including food events, and he's just announced that he's going to be having a wood fire pizza company make pizzas on Wednesday nights there. So there will be food there, and he has food trays and food cheese boards and things like that, but he's not going to have a kitchen himself. He's going to let some other people step in and do that.
But Wednesday evening will be a pizza evening, I guess.
Pizza, wood-fired pizza. They already have the wood-fire oven on the patio.
And would they continue to have their, it's a happy hour or a half-price thing on Wednesday?
Wine down Wednesdays is half-price wine.
Right.
Yes.
So they'll continue. Well, that's good. And what a boost that has been to downtown Greenville.
Sure, certainly.
Landon's Winery. We don't have much time left, but you're telling me you're getting together with the Greenville Board of Development and you're seeing on the horizon a lot of growth.
Yes.
And you're trying to get ready for that.
That's right. One of the things we're working on in the chamber is the next 20 years. And the Greenville Chamber has gotten together with the Greenville Board of Development and put together an invitation list of employers in the region that employ over 50, mostly industry companies. And we're going to be talking about where our problems lie with workforce development, where the challenges lie, to see if we can maybe solve some of that collectively. And that's part of a bigger function that we're going to do later in June, where the public is going to be invited as well as chamber members, and we're going to deliver this information to our construction trade and our housing development trade so they can have some hard numbers to produce housing that we desperately need here in the Greenville area.
Well, the thing about this is a few years ago you might have been meeting to talk about what can we do to bring in more jobs, and now you're talking about what are we going to do, how are we going to provide what's needed because we're seeing these jobs coming.
Correct. We have companies that have job openings right now, and we have more in the pipeline. And if we don't figure out how we're going to get those jobs filled and get them in housing in the area, we're going to be behind. So that's the purpose of this initial luncheon, which is by invitation only initially. And then June will be the bigger meeting for the public and the chamber members to attend.
We're hearing a lot of the same thing from the people in Bonham, by the way.
Wow.
Of course, they're building the lake up there now, the reservoir. That's
oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, thank you, John Mark. I appreciate you.
Byron Taylor is the president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.